All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway Whitman Show live on 97.1 Free FM, backstage at the Grammys, joined by probably the most famous actor we've ever had in the 10 years we've been doing this, Lou Gossett Jr. Nice to see you.
All right.
Wow, look at you.
Well, you got a dad who's pretty famous now.
Well, he hasn't come down here either, though. Listen. You are truly when the class of show business. You know, you always hear like stories of people in show business, and you hear rumors spread around by like somebody's a complete a-hole or somebody does is sort of odd. Never anything like that. Always just the nicest, gentlest guy to work with.
Well, I do the best I can.
Yeah.
But, you're not. When I was coming up, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities. And I got real lucky. I worked consistently, and I've worked consistently for 56 years.
Wow, is that right?
Started at 15. Do the math, quick. And then I started in Brooklyn on Broadway, and for some reason, I continued to work. Didn't get the big money, so I had to work a lot.
What was the biggest hit, the biggest movie people remember you?
An Officer and a Gentleman.
Right. Yeah. That's one people ask you about most, probably, right?
Yeah, that and Roots, and then now there's Digstown, and there's Enemy Mine, and there's Iron Eagle, and, it goes on. So
Iron Eagle, I like that,
too. So it's knock wood,
But that Officer and a Gentleman, it's still on TV all the time.
Always on the time. I get a fat residual check of $2.78.
Oh, good. So every time we see it, you're getting a check, right?
Yeah. It reflects in the checks in the mail, man.
Now, how long did it take to do that movie, to do an Officer and a Gentleman?
Not very long. It didn't take long at all. It was one of those contractual commitments for Taylor Hackford because he had just won an Oscar for his documentary work. Mm-hmm. Contractual commitment for Richard Gere. And they said, okay, let's take these guys and send them out of town. I think it took 8 weeks.
Wow.
And it took me a month because I had to go to basic training down in San Diego with the Marines. And I was a Marine from the day I started to the day I left.
Mm-hmm. Now, When I watched that movie, what year did that come out? Late
73.
70s? 83. When I saw that movie, I could have sworn that they probably dragged you right out of the Marines.
Well, they just about, because I went to the basic training down in San Diego. That's how I prepared for a role like that.
But most actors who go through that basic training would last 2 days.
Well, either I was going to die or do the part. It was my big shot. It was like when I had to do a Western with James Garner in 71. I had never been on a horse.
Right.
And
right.
the first kind of rehearsal, I was like that. So I had to learn how to be a horseman.
And
so
you learn pretty quickly, right?
You better.
And you have to. And Nick Nolte, when I did a movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills, I was assistant to Paul Mazursky.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get the feel for what it was like to be homeless. So he spent 3 days at the mission in downtown L.A. as a homeless guy.
You mean he's not still there?
He might be there now.
That's my neighbor.
But great actors will do that. They'll train and do whatever they have to do to play the part.
Yeah.
Like that Jake Gyllenhaal, he went out and he became he went to rodeo school, horse riding school, lassoing school. But he didn't have to go to How to Make Love to a Man school.
I'm sorry.
I guess something's...
Some things you're going to have to imagine,
Now, you said, Lou Gossett Jr. is with us. You said when you were 15, you started... Now, obviously, you get into a role like when you did an Officer and a Gentleman. You go down to San Diego. You hang with the Marines. You get into the role. But did you learn, I don't know how to ask, did you go to acting school or did you just...
I was fortunate enough that the people who hired me in 1953, the director was John Sticks, who later ran the Actor Studio. The company manager was married to Maureen Stapleton, who was one of the big actresses there. Then there was the man who wrote it. He was on the writers. His name was Lou Peterson. And I got and Julie Harris, and they were the top of Actor Studio. So I was pulled in because they said, you got the part, but you got to get rid of your Brooklyn Jewish accent. I said, what are you talking? I came from Brooklyn,
All right, Lou Gossett Jr. is with us.
And so they taught me every day, with half a day off on Sunday, how to be an actor.
Wow.
And that's the foundation.
You learn from the best.
Now, I see you're wearing a Los Angeles County Fire Department.
Yeah.
Is that sort of in honor of the young man that was killed yesterday?
No, it was in honor of, I've sent him a plant. But condolences there. But this is in honor of giving the fire chiefs their awards at the march at the Farmers Market
Months
ago because of the work they did against the fires.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So this came from the chief.
Oh great, excellent. Yeah, that was a sad situation yesterday. I live about a mile and a half from where that happened in Winnetka.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And this Officer Simmons, wiped out by this kid there in Winnetka. 200 officers all night. I heard helicopters literally above our house for, 9 or 10 straight hours. And yeah. Randy Simmons was a hell of a guy. Did you read the article in the L.A. Times about him today?
Yes, I have. I was with the mayor last night, and I told him anything he needs from me,
wow,
he can have.
I mean, that is a hell of a guy. You got to read the article in the L.A. Times today. It's Friday. What's the date today? February 8th? Yeah. But the L.A. Times did a great piece
on
Randy Simmons. Yeah,
I'm going to read it today.
Yeah, it's really true. Or just jump online. You can read it online for free. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Lou Gossett Jr., they're saying you got to go talk to somebody else. It was very nice to meet you.
Same here.
It really was an honor.
Right. Really a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you very much.
One of the true great gentlemen and true great talents in show business.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, really is. Right. Wow, look at that. Bye. We should definitely get his phone number and see if he'll come in studio sometime because he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, some dude from the American Gladiators is over here. You want to talk to us? Some big
buff? Great. Yeah, I can't wait.
Some more swinging nuts going around this place.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Boo.
All right, American Gladiators, man.
Yeah, man.
Titan.
What's up, guys?
Michael O'Hearn. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, thanks.
How you been?
I've been good.
It's Brian Whitman over
here.
How
are you? Nice to see you.
Look at that, dude.
All right, man.
All right. Biggest guys I've ever seen in my life.
They're monsters, huh?
Yeah. All right, so this season is very exciting with American Gladiator, huh?
5 weeks. And
someone's going to win $100,000?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, you got that right in
the
mic.
Right in the mic.
Yeah. But it's over in a couple weeks. A
couple more weeks. Get $100,000. New car. All that kind of fun stuff.
Do you play college sports at all?
Yeah. Middle linebacker.
For who?
UW.
Really?
Kid, yeah. Then moved on to powerlifting, martial arts, and bodybuilding. Four times.
Were you scouted at all?
Yeah, but I went a different route. I followed Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
you're going into politics?
That's coming up, baby.
Yeah, is that
it's
next?
So it's University of Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. All right. Did you guys beat UCLA or USC any of those years?
Oh, jeez. Don't talk about that. Come on, man. Come on. Now, the show's kicking ass. We're back. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, you guys
are back already.
You know, we had Siren on, and we've met we've met some people. Could you bench Jerry Wischofsky? I mean,
with one arm. Yeah,
with one arm,
easily.
600 pounds, baby.
600 pounds.
600? No, two arms.
Justice Smith.
What's he weighing?
He weighs about 200.
200. Yeah.
Justice Smith said he can only bench 500. He said you could only bench 400.
He actually also.
Nah, he wouldn't say anything like that. No, we got video.
You know what he said?
He said a lot because I wasn't here.
He said, that bitch.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I don't want to get any tension on the set.
No tension. No tension. I already beat him down in camp.
Right. He said, that
that's
bitch.
That's why I'm the team captain.
Yeah, that's what
what
said.
Year did you play with UW?
96.
96?
96.
Who was the quarterback?
Look at you. No, on the football.
No, but who was the quarterback for SC who played against you that year?
Oh, man. Look at him. He loves that stuff. Let's talk about gladiators. Justice.
All right. How many
my mom's my wife's from Oregon, and her whole family are big fans
Kirkland.
Of UW.
I'm a Kirkland boy, so I was raised in everything up there, but then got scouted and brought down here.
Yeah, and when you were leaving college, what teams were looking at you?
I had a couple offers, but the biggest offer was just me not wanting to be a team sport and to be an individual.
Now, I know that you played, probably 4 years for them, right? Are your knees still hurting you?
I don't get injured.
You didn't get
injured? Never been injured.
Wow.
No, I mean, I've never been injured.
Yeah, that's one of the drawbacks of going into the NFL because, after you're done with your career, you're in pain for the rest of your life.
A lot of these guys are walking around broken. Yeah. It's crazy.
But I bet doing the Gladiator show, probably, we talked to, like we said yesterday, some of the Gladiators, they have some pain after doing the show. I mean, it's they haven't broken a leg.
No, I understand that some humans have that kind of pain. I just haven't
encountered that.
Yeah, they've encountered it. Well, I mean, Justice did when I hit his head.
Right.
Yeah, so, it's fun stuff.
All right, Titan is with us. Michael O'Hearn, Irish guy.
Yeah, Patrick Michael O'Hearn.
How many kids in the family? How many brothers and sisters?
Nine. I was the little boy getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, when we grew up in L.A., but all my family and friends from Cleveland, everybody on the street was Irish.
Yeah.
You had the Bresnahans, there was us, the Daltons, the Conways. I mean,
there we go.
And we had six kids in our family, and by far the smallest group on the block. The Carltons across the street had 12.
It's Roman Catholics. They can't stop, can't
Everybody
they?
Had. Now, you have any kids yourself?
No kids.
Can you imagine having nine?
No, not in today's. No, I can't even believe they did it. They did such a great job.
Yeah. Anybody else play sports out of the family?
Everybody. All were ball players. Two of my sisters were also bodybuilder, powerlifters. So we were bred to do this.
Any pro players?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
What pros came out of your year and what college athletes went pro?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody.
At a UW?
Yeah. It was late. We had better years in the early 90s.
Oh, I see. All right. All right. Yeah, those were some tough years.
Yeah, those
were
tough years.
I know, because my wife's family gets very depressed when you know, when they have bad years up there, man, because those winters get real cold.
Are you guys having fun with this?
Absolutely,
is this crazy,
man.
Fun?
Yeah, best ever.
You're going and meeting all of the different disc jackals from all the other different stations and all of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, talking about Gladiators.
Talking about the show, talking about coming back and just enjoying it.
How many people are left on, because it's on Gladiators, it's a process of elimination, right?
Right.
You got 2 weeks left?
I think we're down to the final six.
Oh, all right.
Final six.
And it's 100 grand.
100 grand, new car.
Wow.
For each, and the possibility of them coming back as Gladiators.
Oh, really?
It's a big deal. Oh, it's a different twist on the original.
Right.
But there's a cult following, and this show is huge. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it really
is. It's fun to be part of it.
It's a good idea to bring that show back.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Titan is with us. Michael O'Hearn, everybody. You can check the show on NBC. What day is that show air on NBC?
Monday, 8 o'clock.
Monday at 8 p.m. Yep. On NBC. All right, buddy.
It's all fun. Thanks, guys.
All right, nice to see you, man. All right.
Thanks,
all right,
dude.
Take care
much.
Of yourself.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
There he goes. Michael O'Hearn, man.
There he goes.
Titan.
Man.
And I think he felt like some kind of kinship with Jerry, because we get the handshakes and Jerry got the knuckles.
Yeah, Jerry got the bump.
Yeah.
And Jerry got the bump. Oh. And
I don't think he wanted to touch Jerry's hands.
I'm a fan of the show, actually. I saw him kick some Asian guy's ass, this little, like, 5 foot. Three Asian dudes.
I think you should be on American Gladiator.
I'd love to do that, like, obstacle elimination course.
Yeah, you'd be great. I'd put you in that gladiator suit and let you run around and get your ass kicked out there.
That guy was schwitzing a little bit, right?
Yeah, he was sweating his ass off.
He probably was just working out. I mean, I don't think you... all right, Tim. I don't think you maintain that physique unless you're, lifting all the time, brother.
Not lifting all the time, but...
All the time, brother.
I thought he was going to knock your ass out. You know, because they can go right into that roid rage.
Well, what happened was he turned around to greet me real quick, and his pill bottle hit me on the forehead.
We're going to get our asses kicked for this. All right. It is the Conway Whitman Show backstage at the Grammys, everybody.
And I said to him, I said, dude, that is the biggest bottle of pills I've ever seen in my life. And it cut me up top here.
All right. It's being brought to you by the Palazzo Hotel, the resort hotel and casino in Vegas. Palazzo, everybody.
Yeah,
Conway Whitman backstage at the Grammys. 97.1 Free FM.